Welcome to Visionaries Global Media, your number one source for podcasting entertainment. Visionaries Global Media, envisioning excellence on a global scale. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, or however you choose to identify, welcome to View from the Top Rope, where we discuss anything and everything about this wild and wacky world we live in. I am Chad, coming to you from Zeus's Treehouse, and I am joined remotely by the co-host with the mostest, the man of the hour, it's Big Baby Daddy Diesel himself, Diesel.
Yeah, and I am joining you from Diesel's Dapper Dungeon of Delight. And it is extra delightful because our air conditioning is now back up and running.
Whew. That's a damn good thing, because right now in Wisconsin, it is in the 90s. It is hot AF out there. But with that, let's just dive right into the first segment, because we can always talk about those kind of things. Because it's time for the Top Rope Rewind. Whoop! All right, Diesel, what you got for us this week?
See, that was the plan. It was like a little teaser into the first segment. But, I guess Sunday night, our air conditioner stopped working. And when I was house hunting, my number one thing for a house was central air. So, of course, not even living here for a month, our air conditioner goes out. So the joke's on me. But, But we were smart enough to buy the home warranty, so it was covered, and so we had to claim or submit a claim, and then there was a lot of runaround to get somebody to get here because of that, but at the same time, it's cheaper fix if we submit the claim, and so, So, finally got someone out here yesterday, and the guy's out there for like 15 minutes, comes back in. He goes, you want to know what your problem was? He goes, this. And he holds up the condenser, and the condenser is just all bubbled up on top. And he goes, yeah, it's not supposed to look like this. He's like, I replaced your condenser. He's like, you guys are all good to go now. It's like, yeah. Well, and it's working good now. The house is all cooled down, and it's very nice. It's a lot better than it was yesterday. Yesterday was it was really hot in here. But yeah, with it being in the 90s every day for the last week or so, like, you need your air conditioning. And it's not even just in the 90s. It's kind of muggy out as well. So it's, yeah, it's definitely AC weather here in Wisconsin. It's a little bit early for 90s.
I know. It's not even the fucking 10th of June yet, and we are already into the dog days of summer. This fucking sucks.
We also need some rain.
Yeah.
Like, it's everything is arid, and, like, I could mow my yard, but, like, it's just so dry that...
Worried about the friction starting a fire?
No, it wouldn't. I don't think it would look as nice, you know what I mean? So, like, it is growing, but, like, it's just so dry that it's starting to turn brown and stuff like that. And I could water it, but also I got to pay for the water. So, it's, like, I got to make a Venn diagram, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know how they work.
I do understand how a Venn diagram works. Thank Hill.
I don't have to explain it to you. You graduated the third grade, but... What else? So this past weekend, I worked Monday, or no, yeah, I mean, that's the week. I worked on Monday, but I delivered pizzas Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and Friday was all right. I, like, worked later than I usually do because three deliveries came in, like, minutes before the cutoff. So, of course, they can't be right next to each other either, so, like, I'm driving all around town. So I worked probably an hour later than I was supposed to, but... It's an hour more pay, so I mean, yeah. And they still tip me, so. But Saturday and Sunday were dead. It sucked. And like even the restaurant, like the dine-in was dead. And just because like there are some weird people out there that think this weather is nice. And like I do not understand. Once it gets past 75, it is not nice anymore. Like, that's my opinion. But yeah. And plus standing like behind the kitchen next to the hot box where they put the pizzas, that wasn't fun. The only saving grace is now we don't have to wear masks at work. So like at least I can breathe. And also seeing everybody's face, because I started working there during the pandemic. So there's a lot of people that I've never seen without their masks. And like it's your brain is weird how your brain connects the dots and you like kind of have an idea of what you think the person looks like. They're not wearing their mask anymore, and you're like, who the fuck is that? Wait, Tyler? Oh,
I was totally wrong.
Exactly. There's that. Oh, I tried this really awesome Mexican restaurant in Columbus. It's called Tequila's. And my brother just went there on Friday night, and I was talking to him Saturday. He's like, dude, you got to go. He's like, it's really good. He's like, I wasn't expecting anything out of this place. We just kind of stopped there. Like, we didn't have any plans. We were hungry, and we just decided to stop at this place. And he's like, it's really good, and it's not that expensive. And I'm like, okay. So Emily and I went there on Saturday afternoon for lunch, and I just got a basic lunch combo, which was like a quesadilla and a beef taco. It was a shrimp quesadilla, by the way.
Nice.
And got some sour cream on the side and put some sour cream and hot sauce in the quesadilla and on the taco. And oh my God, it was, even though it was like super simplistic, it was super good. It was like, I'm going back. And like the sour cream was some of the best sour cream I've ever had in my life. Emily had some guacamole. It was super good guacamole. It was, yeah, definitely. And our bill was like $20 for the two of us. And yeah, I'm going back. That's going to be my new hot spot. It's only like maybe 7 minutes from my house. I'm being there all the time now. This is delicious. But I'm really not, because I need to lose weight. And it's probably not that healthy. But I'll go there occasionally.
Yeah. All the time. It's fine.
I'm only still watching Dexter, and I've been like watching it with her bits and pieces. She just is finishing as we speak the sixth season. Trying to think. Oh yeah, on Monday night it was, I made these pork chops, these Alabama glazed barbecue pork chops on the grill. Those were delicious. But yeah, that was Monday. I also grilled brats on Sunday. I've been grilling a lot. I grilled chicken on Thursday. So yeah, I've grilled three times since the last time I was on the podcast. So yeah. Other than that, I don't really have much. I haven't really watched anything that I can remember. I didn't watch any movies I watched Bo Burnham Inside about a couple more times, at least three more times since my son's podcast. And I also watched Happy as well, because one night when I went to watch, it's actually right after we got done recording the podcast last week, I went to watch Inside again. And for some reason, it wouldn't play on my Netflix. It would load up to 24%. But it wouldn't go any farther. And so I'm like, oh, it must be my internet. So I reset the internet. No. Then I'm like, well, I tried other things. Everything else worked except for the one thing I wanted to watch. So I'm like, fuck it. I'm going to watch Happy then. And Happy is really good too. It's been a while since I've seen like the whole like special. So yeah, that was good. Other than that, I got nothing. I think I can pass it on to you and find out how your week's been.
Yeah, my top rope rewind. It's been a pretty good week for me, actually. I've been kind of going pretty hard at a lot of things, doing a lot of stuff. Still on the workout train, as Diesel talked about. You know, he's trying to get back. He said he's got to lose some weight. That's what I've been trying to get into some shape. So every other day I'm on the Peloton. I think this week I'm going to switch to go into actually probably like 3 or 4 days straight and then 3 days off and do it that way. Because then I can just really, you know, say fuck it to my body and get this shit going. I don't know. I just might start riding every day. I actually really enjoy the Peloton. It's a lot of fun.
I've actually started walking again, and I have, like, where I live, it's actually nice because, like, the street next to me, like, it kind of creates a, like, oval. So it's about, like, 0.6 miles. And, like, I've been going, like, 3 or 4 laps a day in the morning. I'll get up right away and just do it right away in the morning and, like, go 2.5, 3 miles. And, yeah.
Nice. As well, I also worked this past weekend, and I can also say that Friday and Saturday were both quite slow at the restaurant, which I also attribute to the fact that, as many people think it's nice out, it's also the kind of weather that it's so damn hot out that people are like, I'm not going out. I'm going home, and I'm going to sit in my air-controlled house, and I'm going to order pizza, and I'm going to watch Netflix all night. I'm not going to do shit because it's hot out there. It's been so fucking hot.
I deliver pizza. And no one was ordering it, Chad. Yeah. So.
Well, fine. People use DoorDash and got food that way. I don't know, Diesel. There's so many options nowadays.
Fuck DoorDash, because they take money out of my pocket.
Yeah, fuck them. That's his Diesel's fucking thing, so fuck them. Then let's see. Saturday night after I finished work, Allison and I went to the Palace Cinema here in Sun Prairie, or in Sun Prairie, because I don't live in Sun Prairie anymore, for the first time since the pandemic, and went and saw A Quiet Place Part 2, which was, it was pretty good. I won't lie, it definitely felt like one of those movies where it was a setup, and we're definitely going to lead into a third movie, because this movie... not a shit ton happened. It was a lot of setup. Like, you got a lot of information about the world as a whole and where it's at. And all the acting was great, as always. But, yeah, not a lot of things happened. I'd give it a solid 7 out of 10. Maybe 7.5 out of 10. I don't want to sound harsh on it. I think 7.5 is pretty good. So it was a fun watch, and it was great going to the cinema. Because before the movie, Allison and I were having a couple drinks at the bar. And fun fact... because apparently he's going to work there till he dies. My old boss from when I worked at Eastgate, who was the general manager then, is still the damn general manager of now the Palace Cinema in Sun Prairie. So he walked up to the bar to say something to the two bartenders. And then he looked over and saw me. And he was like, oh, hey, Chad, how's it going? And I could see in both the bartenders' eyes as they turned to look at me like, what the fuck? Why does our boss know this weird guy who's sitting at the bar in a pink T-shirt drinking beer, know him? And then after that, I told him I clearly worked at Eastgate for a long time. So that was fun. And I chatted with the bartenders about why he's still a dick. So he's, you know, it's like a nice little nostalgic moment of finding out, great, I'm glad he hasn't changed at all. And look, I didn't say his name. Even though if you check the old podcast, I'm sure you could find it. I've said it a billion times. Let's see. Then on Sunday, we had a couple of our friends come into town from Green Bay, and we went out for brunch and then out all day downtown in Madison, where we walked around, which, yeah, it was hot. And we sat on one patio for about 10 minutes. And then all of us were like, no, we're going to sit inside for the rest of the day in the AC and drink inside. And I won't lie, we got a little tore up because we were at one bar. And when we were there, suddenly this guy who was sitting at the bar turned around and looked at our table of 8 and said, hey, you guys drink anything from Titletown, it's on me, because I'm the rep for them and I'm trying to sell a bunch of this beer here. So he started buying us pitchers, and not like small normal pitchers that have like 4 glasses of beer in them. No, the big ass pitchers that have like 7 pints in them. And he bought us like 4 pitchers and a 6-pack of beer and a couple rounds of shots. And yeah, Sunday was a long day. And then Allison and I came back into town and ordered like $50 worth of Chang Zhang and just went nuts on the Chinese food, which was absolutely delicious as always. And let's see, what else have I done this week? I played D&D on Tuesday, which was a lot of fun. I got to DM back in Escape from Wolfham. A lot of fun as always. You know how much I love doing crazy voices, so good times. And yeah, we bowled last night. I still haven't got a new bowling ball, so I'm rocking these house balls. That's a fun thing to say. And yeah, I didn't do the greatest, but I survived. And Diesel carried the team last night, beat me all 3 games, which was a crazy rarity. Thing. Yeah, it's a rarity. It's definitely happened before, but it's not something that happens often. But Diesel carried the team. I don't know if he won any games, but he definitely carried the team.
I doubt that we won a game. Like, it's, yeah. Like, we didn't bowl very good. Even for me beating you all three games, my first and second games weren't that great. So that just says, like, how not good you did. Like, with your what's your average in the 170s?
Yeah, it's tanked. It's tanked since my ball broke.
But, yeah, so we'll get them next week.
We will, hopefully. But, yeah, I don't really think I have anything else for how my week's been because, yeah, I don't know. I just kind of do the same thing, but I'm still super busy at all times. It's weird. So that, though, will wrap up the Top Rope Rewind. Whoop. Let's crack on to segment number two. This is T-shirt time. So what you rocking this week, Diesel?
This week I'm rocking the second shirt that came in the most recent PW crate. And it's a Jake the Snake Roberts T-shirt. And it's pretty cool because it's like, it's a cobra. Like,
cobra. But
in fire. It's like the font's fire. The Jake the Snake is like a flame. Yeah, it's just, yeah. I like this shirt. It's pretty badass. And you can wear this around and people might not actually know it's a wrestling shirt. And they might be like, so your name's Jake, huh?
Oh, fun fact. I forgot, actually, you saying that reminds me. I had when I was working the other day, I was wearing my Kenny Omega or Kenny the Cleaner Bullet Club shirt. And yep. Someone came into the bar, they looked me dead in the eyes, and they go, oh, so Kenny, that's your name? And I go, what? No, you dumb fuck, that's not my name. And his friends just started laughing at him. And I was like, yeah, no. Yes, I obviously have my name graphically put onto a t-shirt for myself for when I go to work. That's how cool I am, idiot. But yes, Diesel, where did you get that banging-ass t-shirt that you're rocking? And where can other folks check it out?
Funny you should ask, because the website is actually pwcrate.com. And it's a simple sign-up. Like, right when you get on there, you'll see a picture of Mick Foley unboxing a crate. And you click his face, and it will take you right up to the sign-up page. That's really simple, so you should sign up if you haven't, because you're really missing out on some great merch.
You really are. Every time I think, hey, maybe, Chad, you have enough t-shirts, you shouldn't subscribe to the crate every month, I go, but then you're going to miss out on those super cool t-shirts, and you're going to regret it. And you know what, folks? I have yet to stop subscribing. So get your asses on the list. Get yourself a box every month and tell them you from the Top Rope sent you. And maybe they'll sponsor this podcast. But my t-shirt this week is another that I guess I'm going to call it my Starry Night collection of t-shirts. As I now have multiple of these t-shirts that are done kind of in the Starry Night painting style. And this one is of my favorite movie of all time. It is a Fight Club, and it is showing the final scene in the movie, which I guess, spoiler warning, even though the movie is at this point over 20 years old, so if you don't know, fuck off. But this is when the narrator and Marla Singer stand at the windows and watch all of the buildings outside explode at the very end. And it's done in the Starry Night style. It's super cool. I like it a lot. And this t-shirt came from tpublic.com. And this website, I'm serious, has thousands upon thousands of independent artist t-shirts on there. You can find t-shirts from everything from pro wrestling to any fandom to any show, video game, anything you could think of. Seriously, you just type it in the search bar, you'll find it. And when you find that t-shirt you want, in the promo code, type View From Top Rope, you get 10% off. It's awesome. Check it out. Get yourself some cool t-shirts. You know I'm going to. I have a problem. I'm going to keep ordering t-shirts. I need a bigger closet. But that is my first world problem. And that will wrap up T-shirt time. Let's move on to segment number three. And this is where you get all the happenings and goings-ons for all of your favorite podcasts on this great planet we live on. that cover everything and anything from pop culture to pro wrestling to video games to football to soccer to UFC to Dungeons and Dragons and everything in between. It's time for Visionaries Global Media News. All right, Diesel, it is that time of the week where I take my coffee break. So hit us up with your massive portion of the news.
Well, starting off, as always, it is Matt Nifson, Matt Willis. You can follow him on Twitter at TheMadAttackUK. This week's news, Dungeons & Junkies returns this Friday, and we are still in the world of Edenoi. So that means we have Matt remaining in the DM chair and Carrie, Chad, Ailey, Caitlin, and Alex being forced to deal with the second part of possibly the most surreal episode of Dungeons and Junkies yet. Be sure to check it out on Friday. Game Junkies is here on Saturday, and with 1 week to go till E3, he forgot the C. CC3. The team will give you their selective take on the news, a roundup of what they've been playing, and their subject of the week, the top three games that didn't live up to the hype. Chad, if you don't agree with this list, then feel free to DM your disagreement directly to their legal representative at JGB Superstars on Twitter. Don't forget to check out the Dungeons & Junkies art Instagrams. Search for at Dungeons Junkies with the Z. Also, the Chris Reactor Game Junkies Plays YouTube channels continue to have more gameplay going up weekly. There's a new Hitman Elusive Target with Matt at the controls, where he tries to slay the Black Hat on Hitman 1's Paris level. And coming soon to Game Junkies Plays, Matt plays Mass Effect from the beginning.
Nice.
Moving on to Mags, Quite Funny Diesel. Follow Mags on Twitter at PodfatherMags. UFC 263 rolls around with double title matches. And if you didn't know, this is five rounds. Sorry, I forgot to say the name of the podcast. First, Devious Son Figueiredo. Yeah, these aren't good names. Defends the flyweight belt against Brandon Moreno. And middleweight King Israel Adonijé faces Marvin Vettori. The last one was easier, but yeah.
First name. Did pretty well on most of those.
Oh, no. The first name, I don't even have any idea how to say this. It's like Davison Figueiredo, something like that. I'm going to go with that. Sure to check out five rounds where you can hear that name pronounced correctly. Moving on to Banned from Ringside.
This is Banned from Ringside.
This week, the boys recap NJPW's Dominion card with Okada vs. Shingo for the vacant IWGP title. NXT's In Your House predictions, along with some NXT discussion. Andrade makes his debut on AEW Dynamite. They will talk his potential impact moving forward. Lashley vs. Drew gets an interesting stip for their Hell in a Cell match, and Roman gets his opponent as well. Available every Friday for iOS and Android devices wherever you listen to your podcast. Leave them a 5-star review on iTunes, Podchaser, or Stitcher, and remember to listen, share, subscribe, repeat, baby! Next, we have SJP Wrestling Pod, SJP episode 44, is Joshua Goodwin interview. Sai is joined by Joshua Goodwin for a discussion about his wrestling fandom, starting the business, walking away, and now looking to possibly return. Chain Wrestling, episode 28, Crown Puel, Old, Bald, and Falling Down. Now they're just making fun of me. Damn it. And that's just DX. No, I guess not. I should have kept reading. Sai is injured, worst movie tales, an awful wrestling match, plus we all love Magsies and Sean, maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. Where are you? There you are. Radio Techers. This week on Radio Techers, Mags, Matt, and Tanner draft their Premier League team of the season. I wonder what that means. Are they like they picking a team and they have to root for this team? Or are they doing like a fantasy draft? Like, we need more information. You can't just say that you draft your Premier League team of the season. I don't know what that means.
Maybe they're talking about on like Football Manager or something.
See, we need more info.
I guess we do. I guess you'll have to tune in, folks, to find out.
And finally, we got the Brainbuster Boys. I haven't gotten around to listening to their newest episode this week, so I can't tell you what happens. My plan is to listen to it tomorrow morning, but I'm sure it's great because they're always great. So be sure to check it out yourself. And if you've already listened to it, then congratulations. You beat me to the punch, you asshole.
Get excited. Interviews coming soon from the Brainbuster Boys. And those, you know, are going to be one hell of a time.
Yes. Yeah, they just had a big announcement today. Who did they announce? I don't remember. Well, they had a big announcement today. I'm trying to find it on Twitter. I can't find it. But yeah, go to their Twitter page and you'll find it yourself.
Look at that.
Give them some traffic.
Perfect. I love that promo there for them, Diesel. I guess, though, that means it's my time for my portion of the news. And I'll kick it off with the MGB Wrestling Podcast. Mason, Jackson, and Graham reviewed their first live wrestling event in 16 months. The debuting Voltage Wrestling in Martinsburg, Virginia on Monday. And next week, we'll be reviewing an event from 2018 that caught their eye. So get excited for a little retro review, but still fresh content from the MGB boys. Get excited. Moving on to the Good Cop, Bad Cop Wrestling Podcast. Last week, Graham and Matt had Ricky Goldman in the GCBC studios, and this week we'll be inviting the Farouk to my Bradshaw, the Christian to my Edge, the Nick Jackson to my Matt Jackson. A great, great guy, but you know what? Just not quite as good as that guest they had just a little while ago, but you know, he's still fucking up there, because it's the man, the myth, the legend, it's Diesel.
No. Call me but through. Yes, I had to do it.
I know. I thought I could entice you to get you to do the damn if I called you the Farouk to my Bradshaw. But yes, Diesel will be joining Matt and Graham this week in the Good Cop, Bad Cop studios. So make sure you tune into that this coming Sunday. I'm sure they will talk trash about each other and maybe even throw some shade at me. It'll be a lot of fun. As for my podcast, you know what? It's only the 9th of June, folks. I still have time. I said June. So give me time. Working out right now, all right? I'm doing a lot of stuff. I'm busy. What's the thing? Pans on the fryer. Pans on the fire. Oh, I don't know. We're moving on because it's everyone's favorite time of the week where we get to find out all of the great wrestling that's coming up here in the Midwest because it's time for the Midwestern Wrestling Roundup. Whoopsh.
Yeehaw!
Let's get them, partners. And it's that time of the week where we turn it over to our Hawaiian shirt-wearing, visor sporting, beer guzzling, the Midwestern Prince of Positivity, our Midwestern wrestling correspondent, and all-around great guy, Tom, for the news.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, High Flyers. I'm still working through some technical issues because your boy Tom is still, well, not good with technology. But I'm back for another Midwest Wrestling Roundup for the week of June 6, 2021. Starting off with AAW back at 115 Bourbon Street with their show Crush and Destroy Friday, June 11th with a fucking stacked card featuring the new AAW Tag Champs, the Second Gear Crew. We also have Fred Yehi, the Dirty Rook Matt Fitchett, and a main event for the big fucking belt where champ Mance Warner defends against Jake, what's my name, something. Front, second, and third row is sold out, but general admission is still available. Then we have ACW returning to the Oshkosh Masonic Lodge Friday, June 11th, featuring ACW champ Adam Grace and many more in action. WPW returns Saturday, June 12th, with their show Slaughter Slam in Green Bay, Wisconsin. ZOA returns with their show A Wrestling Development on Saturday, June 12th in Deer Grove, Illinois. Then, Saturday, June 19th, at the Elks Lodge in Waukesha, Wisconsin, Bruce City Wrestling returns with the legend, Mr. Universe, Tony Atlas. Also in the card, we have former Invader Dysfunction, Joey the Jet Avalon, Evil Sierra, and many, many more. Talk to Frankie DeFalco, first and second row is sold out, so if you want tickets, hit up BruceCityOneWrest.com. Also, we have Premier Pro Wrestling that runs every Saturday in Woodstock, Illinois at their Premier Pro Wrestling Studio. Tickets are limited, so I suggest you get them ahead of time. Then, we have Frozen Tundra Wrestling back at River's Edge in Waterloo, Wisconsin with their show Dead or Alive on Saturday, June 26th, highlighted by a meet and greet with WWE legend Papa Shango. Main event announced as a fucking banger as Roadhouse James Vincent battles Rough Crossing for the FTW title. And then, the legendary WFNW has returned, and making a mighty return with their show Sweet Baby Jesus in Lake Geneva, Sunday, June 27th. Many of your local favorites scheduled to appear. Oh, wait. You thought I forgot again? Oh, no. I didn't. But last and never, ever least, we have ICW Milwaukee back at Turner Paul Hall in West Allica, Wisconsin, with This Is Birthday Bash featuring WWE legend Eugene. Huge card highlighted by a main event of Cypher versus Drake Daniels for the ICW title. More details on the cards next week. I will be at several of these shows wearing my Hawaiian shirt, sport my visor, and guzzling some beer. So if you see me, stop by and say hi, and your next drink is on me, leaded or unleaded. And also, if any promoters or wrestlers have anything they'd like the Tom to put over, tweet me at High Five Tom. That's the number five, not five spelled out. Lastly, a friendly reminder from High Five Tom and Visionary Global Media to all fans. Remember that all cards are subject to change. And once again, before I bid everyone adieu, I want to break down the fourth wall again and thank Chad for taking time off his busy recording day to record this with me. Hope to have the tech figured out soon, but this plan D works for now. See you, High Flyers.
And that will wrap up the Midwestern Wrestling Roundup. Whoopsh!
Yeehaw.
You're welcome, partners. All right, Diesel, view from the top rope and Visionaries Global Media News as we sandwich them together.
View from the top rope news. We actually have booked guests for the future, and I didn't have to do any work with this because they reached out to me. And it's actually a makeup booking because back a few months ago, we booked Jason from Band from Ringside and then couldn't do it because he took a new job. Well, it happens to be that he has the week off of the 4th. So that week, he's going to join us. And hey, he'll get to come up with the topic for whatever the fans vote that week, and that should be a lot of fun. I'm excited to have him on. I was bummed when we had to postpone the first time because Jason's a great dude and he's hilarious, and it's going to be a great record. So that's about, I think, 3 weeks from this episode. That's all I have to review from the top rope news. Maybe, yeah, you're probably right. It's the 10th, probably the four weeks, yeah. Then That's all I got for View from the Top Rope news. Visionaries Global Media news. I have nothing to report. Everything that I've been planning has gone cold with podcasts and stuff like that. Like, so I'm not going to force anybody. And like, I said what I had to say, and like my offer still stands if you're listening. But yeah, so contract negotiations have kind of gone cold, but we're still ever looking for new podcasts to join the network. So if you want to take a spot on the network, all you have to do is hit me up on Twitter at @Diesel_VFTR. Or send your podcast in to visionariesglobalmedia@gmail.com. Or you can tell one of your friends that listens to the podcast, and they can contact me for you, because that seems to happen more times than not. So, yeah. Any way you want to, like, tell us about your podcast and you want to be on the network, you hit me up, and we'll make it happen. So that's all I got to say about that.
And what's that Gmail and Twitter once again, if they want to hit those up for Visionaries Global Media?
Diesel_VFTR on Twitter and visionariesglobalmedia@gmail.com.
You're damn right. Get in while the getting's good, folks. They say make hay while the sun shines. And I'm telling you, folks, the sun is shining. So let's make some damn hay and let's get going. But yes, you can check out all of these great podcasts we're just talking about. We actually just thank you all so much for listening to all of these great podcasts, of course, here on Visionaries Global Media. You can check them out on such platforms as Stitcher, Spotify, SoundCloud, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Podknife, Podable, Google Play, and just so many others. I mean, seriously, just type in Visionaries Global Media into a search engine, and damn it, you will find us on a podcasting platform you enjoy. But yes, make sure you're like, commenting, sharing, and subscribing on whatever podcasting platform you are using, so we can reach more and more listeners and more people can hear all of these great podcasts we have, because folks, they're all amazing and deserve to be heard by the masses. So spread this stuff like a virus. Get it done. With that, though, that is all the news that is fit to listen to. All right. Well, last week we tested out the new format, and folks, I want to say it went pretty damn well. We had a lot of fun, and we're, you know, going at it again. And this week, It is not about pro wrestling, so get excited about that if you're not a pro wrestling fan, because we're going to be talking about the Big Bang Theory in our Top Rope Topics.
Well, we'll try to make this not the shortest episode of all time, but no promises.
Top Rope Topics, Top Rope Topics, Top Rope Topics, Top Rope Topics. As that sound effect just told you. And P.S., how'd you like the sound effect, Diesel? Did you listen to it?
I did not listen to it. I typically don't listen back to our dumb episodes.
What did you say?
I typically do not listen back to our dumb episodes.
That's what I thought you said. I just wanted to make sure that you just called our episodes dumb and not something else. I thought you said crumb at first. And I was like, what does he mean by crumb episodes? That doesn't make any sense. But yes, well, folks, I hope you like the new sound effect. Please tell me on Twitter if you do or do not. But yes, it is time for Top Rope Topics. And as we did last week, we put out a poll on Monday. And because I am a man of my word and the theory of humor provoked me, a.k.a. Micah, I put in the poll one of the poll answers to be the Big Bang Theory. And lo and behold, you motherfuckers, Big Bang Theory won. I don't know who all did it, but you know who you are. This is your fault. So, yes, this week's Top Rope main topic is the Big Bang Theory. And because Diesel went first last week, I get to go first this week. So, in having to do this, I did some research. You know, I'm not going to go into this blind. Not, you know, at least I looked some stuff up. So, what I want to talk about for the Big Bang Theory is the fact that Diesel, did you know that the Big Bang Theory was actually proposed long before it was actually approved? And Einstein himself passionately fought against it.
Nope, not all that. So are you saying that Einstein, like, did not want to see a TV show that had stupid Sheldon on it?
Oh, yes. I am saying that Einstein himself, way back when, before the Big Bang Theory was even proven as a theory, which is true. It's also never been fully proven. But before that, Einstein himself went, "Nay, this is dumb, and I fucking hate it." And he was against everyone. So in 1915 is the first, or that's when Einstein proposed his general theory of relativity. But then in 1919, it was then proposed that the universe was expanding, and the Big Bang Theory was then proposed, which Einstein went, "Nay, this is dumb. I do not like it, and I don't believe it." And it wasn't until 1927 when Georges Lemaître, a Belgian priest and scientist, put forth an idea that the space-time fabric of the universe could be very large and expanding, and having emerged from a smaller, denser, more uniform state in the past. And Einstein wrote back to him, "Vos calvas son correctas, mas votra physique est abominable," which means your calculations are correct, but your physics are abominable, which means that Einstein himself thinks that the Big Bang Theory is dumb and no one should watch that stupid fucking show.
Must have been a real Einstein then, huh?
But, do you want a few more fun facts, though, about the actual Big Bang Theory? Because as I was actually doing research on this, and it was kind of fun.
Yeah, I mean, the floor is yours, my friend.
So the fun thing that the second fun thing I want to tell you right away is that Hubble was one of the main proponents that helped this game, the Big Bang Theory, gain prominence, and that's what the Hubble telescope is named after, this man. And it was actually the Big Bang Theory, the name come from the theory's most fervent detractor, Fred Hoyle. And so they named it after him because Hoyle, speaking on the BBC, coined the term in the 1949 radio interview, saying, "One idea was that the universe started its life as a finite time ago in a single huge explosion, and that the present expansion is a relic of the violence of this explosion. This Big Bang idea seemed to me unsatisfactory even before detailed examination showed that it leads to serious difficulties." So even scientists are a bunch of petty-ass douchebags, and they named it after a guy who was like, "This is bullshit." So they're like, "You know what? We're going to call the theory the Big Bang Theory, just to give you a big jog on." I thought that was a lot of fun.
I really don't know what to say. Like, I'm trying to make some good podcasting here, but I'm in awe. Shock and awe.
Shock and awe, baby. Yes, if you want to hear me talk more about the Big Bang Theory, I don't know, maybe I'll do a Chatterbox episode about this. Because I did spend a good, 5 hours just reading a whole bunch of articles about it from like CERN and all that kind of stuff. It was a lot of fun. So I could talk about it at length, but I don't know. We're going to turn it over to Diesel for his top rope topic because I don't know. I think we've had enough fun with this.
Yeah, I mean, that was actually pretty short. I was hoping that it'd go a little longer because I don't know how long mine's going to last. But obviously, we were kind of handcuffed with our topic. And you went in one direction, and I mean, I'm going to go on another, kind of. But so basically, our whole universe, it was in a hot, dense state. Then 14 billion years ago or so, expansion started. Wait. The Earth began to cool. The autotrophs began to drool. Neanderthals developed tools. We built a wall. We built the pyramids, Chad. Math, science, history, unraveling the mystery. It all started with the Big Bang Theory, okay?
I'm guessing that's a theme song.
I can keep going. There's more verses. Yes, it is. But yeah, so what to say? What to say? Well, I'm going to kind of... I don't watch the show. Every time I've seen it, I've never been a fan. So I can sit here and talk about the show. I thought about maybe watching a couple episodes today, but I just couldn't bring myself to it. I don't want to turn any of the high flyers off, but I don't know how... like anybody can enjoy this show. It's just not funny. But so I want to talk about Big Bang Theory and some of the things it produced, which is basically everything. If you go by the theory, it basically is the start of our existence and the end of the prehistoric existence of dinosaurs. So that's what I'm going to talk about. I'm going to talk about dinosaurs.
Nice.
And you're going to take back that nice, because I'm going to talk about the show that I have been watching, because I could have talked about it in Top of Rewind, but I didn't want to. The new one's going to be talking about it here. I just finished part 3 of Jurassic Park Camp Cretaceous, and it's a great show. If you have Netflix, you should watch it. Even though it's TV Y7 or whatever the fuck the rating is.
I was just going to say, isn't that show meant for, like, kindergartners?
Oh, no, that's not meant for kindergartners. Like, these kids are teenagers in the show, Chad, okay? But it's like, if you like Jurassic Park, you're going to like the show. It's actually pretty, like, on the edge of your seat sometimes. Episodes always end with a cliffhanger, and you gotta watch the next one. And that Dr. Wu, I tell you, man, he's actually in the show. And he's a crazy-ass mofo. I'll tell you that much right now. I don't know what to say about the show besides it's, I wouldn't, like, my whole thing with when they started doing the Jurassic Worlds, like, I like those movies and everything like that, but if you want to do kayfabe with, like, the movies, why, after the disasters that happened with Jurassic Park, would you open another theme park with these, like, hybrid dinosaurs and, like whatever? Like, why would you do that? Why would you think that the same thing wouldn't happen? Spoiler alert, it happened again. And so then... in the show, these kids, like, it's almost like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. They win an experience to live in Jurassic World at this camp. And, like, why did they think that this was a good idea? I don't know. But one of the kids is voiced by the main kid from the Goldbergs.
Oh, really?
I can't think of his name right now.
Adam?
Yeah, Adam Goldberg. And, like, immediately you can tell, because his voice is just, yeah, it's unique. And I don't know. I have fun watching the show. I think it's a good watch. And they have 3 parts on Netflix. And, like, the show didn't end after the 3rd part, so I'm assuming they're going to come out with the 4th part. And even though, yes, technically it probably is aimed towards kids, there's still the nostalgic factor with it being Jurassic Park or Jurassic World. And with, like, dinosaurs are cool, man. And, like, if I was in the situation that they were in, like, with, like, all these dinosaurs, like, do you know the premise of the show?
Do I know the premise of the show?
Yeah.
No, I do not.
So, I mean, it's basically like Jurassic Park. The dinosaurs, like, break free from their cages and, like, start, like, yeah, they just roam around the park and they're all over the place. So they evacuate the park, but they forget these kids. It's almost like Home Alone and Jurassic Park meet. with a little bit of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory sprinkled in. But so, like, all great
things. Whoever survives wins the whole park.
But, yeah, I don't know. So, like, they're trying to get off this island, but they have all these different obstacles that, like, end up, like, preventing them from getting off the island. There's even a few episodes where there's, like, poachers that come on the island. And they're going to start trying to poach these dinosaurs and stuff like that. And one of them is voiced by... I can't think of his name right now. He's from Madison. I feel like an idiot. Guy who played Eric and Billy Madison.
Oh, Bob.
Bradley. Now I'm looking it up because I have that capability. Bradley Whitford.
There you go. Power of the internet, baby.
Yep. And the other one is, the other poacher is played by Rosa from Brooklyn Nine-Nine. And every time I think of Rosa, I think of the Rosa. Song that exactly. Rosa, you know, Rosa, exactly. Rosa. That's exactly what I'm talking about. And
Bandit.
So, and sidebar.
Sidebar.
I can't wait till January when the final season of that show premieres. Sad that it's coming to an end, but it's going to be good.
Yeah, it's really sad. It's the end of Brooklyn Nine-Nine. And Diesel, you know that I'm not going to make fun of you for watching cartoons or anything like that. I watch cartoons all the goddamn time. I love cartoons. And now that you told me that you are digging this Jurassic Park cartoon, I'm probably going to watch it. Because you know what? Why the fuck not? All right. Micah, for you, I'll give you one little thing about your actual terrible TV show that you've done a whole podcast on. I know you don't actually love it, but you're just doing this to torture us. I will say, I never actually fully watched an episode. I hate the show because it's one of those shows that tries to be smart, but never actually says a smart thing. It just lists off a whole bunch of smart words in a random paragraph in Mad Lib style at most times, and it's just a bunch of fucking gibberish, and I hate it. But I do quite enjoy the fan theory that Penny is only dating whatever the fucking Leonard, the main guy.
I was going to say Alfred.
Hey, that could be. But he's only dating that main guy because he is a government like leak. And he's because like apparently they say in the show his first girlfriend was like a spy for like China or North Korea or something like that. So they installed Penny in there to date him so he didn't fuck up anymore. And I think that's kind of funny. I'm sure the showrunners actually did not have that intention because the fan theories, I guarantee, are better than the show. But, you know, at least it's something interesting to think about if you choose to subject yourself to that terrible schlock. But, yeah, I don't know. Diesel, anything else you want to talk about for the Big Bang Theory?
Besides the fact that we got this topic out of the way early and we never have to talk about it again, nope.
One more fun fact about the actual Big Bang Theory. It is true that science itself, the reason that the Big Bang Theory can't, like, be proven is because no one can really prove what happens at zero. Like, what, like, actually began the Big Bang Theory. No one can prove that, which is kind of weird. Can show you everything after, but not 0 point. Is kind of odd. But yeah, so check out Facts About the Big Bang Theory, the actual theory of the Big Bang, not the terrible TV show. Okay, though, let's crack on into Wild Card, bitches. All right, so either that was me saying it, or maybe it was a TV show saying it. Who knows? But it means it's time for our Wild Card topic. So, Diesel, what do you got for me this week?
I mean, obviously, I want to talk about Bo Burnham's Inside.
I mean, obviously, that was going to be my choice as well. That's why I didn't bring it up that I watched it in my Top Rope Rewind. So, yes, I don't even have to cede it to you because that was also my wild card topic. I knew it was yours. I knew it was mine. I like it. Our wild card topic this week is Bo Burnham Inside.
Yeah, I've been waiting finally, I know somebody that's seen it. And I know that a lot of people have seen it, but, like, everybody that I know personally have been putting it off for some reason or the other. And it's like, I just want to talk about it with somebody, you know? And so I'm glad that you finally seen it and confirmed that I'm not nuts and that the special was actually that good. Like, it, like, out of, like, and I've watched a lot of, like, YouTube videos about it, people reviewing it, and I haven't heard one person, like, on YouTube that's seen it not like it. And, like, and there's fan theories behind, like, some of his songs and stuff like that that I find interesting, too. But, like, basically, if you haven't seen it, to sum it up, it's basically starts, like, after the pandemic started, and he decided that, oh, I want to do this special, and so I'm just going to be in my house, and over the next year, I'm just going to, like, record me doing all these songs and, like, just have fun and make this, like, comedy special, but, like, at my house instead of in front of people. And throughout the, like, special, like, his hair gets longer and his beard gets longer, and like, by the end, he just looks like a crazy man. He looks like Robin Williams from Jumanji when he comes out of the jungle. it's so, there's so much about this, like, it's brilliant. He's such a smart guy, how he can take, like, simple songs, like, simple melodies, and, like, beef it up with these really intelligent lyrics that have double meaning and sarcasm and just, like, but at the same time, telling the truth, like internet song, like, the whole song is him just rambling about things that you can actually do on the internet. And, like, everything he says is like, yep, you can do every one of those things on the internet. And it's crazy. He even gets to, like, some weird things. Like, one point he talks about killing your mom. Yeah. You can find out how to kill your mom on there. Like, it's
how to build a bomb.
Yeah, it's just, I've watched this so many times. And, like, I've, like, picked up on different things every time that I've watched it. It just, it's so smart. There isn't a song on here that I can say that I dislike. And it just, I don't know. And the way it's laid out too, like, how at the beginning, like, he has these good intentions about doing this special. And by the end, it's like, he's like, I'm never going to finish this thing. And, like, now I'm just talking to nobody. And, like, he's going crazy. He's going crazy. Like, I don't know. There's great songs like FaceTime with My Mom Tonight.
Oh, like, that one hit me, like, in the, that got me right, like, right there, like, felt it from the pandemic, like, oh, it was so, like, yeah, hey, I am fucking out.
Where he just randomly throws in their white woman's Instagram, and this has nothing to do with the pandemic, but, like, he just wants to talk about how, like, every white woman's Instagram is exactly the same, and, like, it's so good just by the way he does it. Like, or the one, How the World Works, where he's talking to Sacco, his sock puppet. Like,
yeah.
That one's pretty deep. That one's hashtag deep.
Oh, hashtag deep. Some classics right there.
But, like, there's so many. There isn't a bad song. And at the end, like, hands up, like, oh, man. Like, it's kind of the same way he ended Happy, with kind of more, like, auto-tune. So this one, his voice is, like, really low. And he, like, it has the laugh track in it, which usually, like, yeah, laugh tracks are dumb. But the way that he incorporates the laugh track, he makes it look like he's actually on stage. And, like, he does it so well. And this song is, like, he's gets to this point where he's just like, I'm just going to bare my soul. I'm broken. Like, I'm crazy. And, like, he tells this story that how he's had panic attacks on stage and stuff like that. So then he retired from doing comedy. And, like, you're, like, sitting there, like, wow, this is crazy. Like, Then he's talking about how, like, so he fixed himself and he got better. And then he decided that he was going to start touring again in, like, January 2020. And then he has the punchline. Then the funniest thing happened. And, like, I love that line because it's hilarious. It could only happen to, like, him. Like, he had all these plans to go back out on the road. And then the world shut down. You know, it's just... I don't have anything but great things to say about this. Like, I'll let Chad talk in a second, but like, I was texting with Chad earlier about this. Like, this is like Hamilton levels of good. Like, the first time I saw Hamilton, like, I was just like, oh my God, this is like one of the greatest pieces of art I've ever seen in my life. I had the same exact feeling watching this. This is, in my opinion, his best special, and all of his specials are great, but this one just, it's unique, and it's, I don't know how to describe how it's better. It just is. It might not be his funniest special, but like, putting it all together, it's visually stunning. It's art. He's not a musician, he's not an actor, he's not a comedian, he's an artist. And like, that's really all I gotta say about that.
Yeah, really all I have to say about it is Welcome to the Internet is one of the craziest and most, like, for it to be have done. I've watched it on YouTube probably at this point 20 times, because every time I watch it, I hear something else in it, or I see a different little lighting trick that he does. And he's like becoming the devil in that. Or is he the devil the whole time in that song?
See, the way I look at it is it's like the angel and the devil on your shoulder. Because he has that part where it lightens up and then he's the angel. Then he turns into the devil with one of the best, like, villainous laughs I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah. And the slow, just the rolling beat. It's just, and it's only like three chords, and it's just over and over, just a couple little sound effects in there, and it just speeds it up. The tempo, like, just constantly ramps up to just a feverish pace, and like, just with that alone, like, just go watch that on. You can watch, like, just go watch it on YouTube. It won't ruin anything for you. Just watch it, and after you watch that, you tell yourself, you try and tell yourself, you can't go watch the whole special. You know you have to after you see that, because he did that all himself, by himself. It's all written, produced,
everything,
edited, directed,
lighting,
all by him. But the little fucking, in a room, all by himself, going psychotic. And it's great. And check it out. Yeah. Now, Welcome to the Internet. That's all.
Well, I mean, there's even those little sketches that he does, too, where there's one where he sings this random song about being an intern, which, like, when I first saw it, I'm like, well, this is a weird song. This is kind of different than what he usually does. And it's like a scat song. It's cool and everything. And then he pops up. He's like, okay, well, I'm going to react to the song that you just saw. And he's explaining, like, what the song's about and what made him write the song. And then all of a sudden, like, the song's over, and then all of a sudden on the screen pops up of him reacting to him to the song, and so then he starts reacting to him reacting to the song, and then that part's over, then it's him reacting to him reacting to him reacting to the song. It's just it's genius. Or the Twitch stream with the video game. Yeah. Press A to cry.
I'm gonna cry again here, folks. I think that's what I got to do. Cry again? Yeah. All right, cry again.
Yeah, like, it's just so, yeah, it's just so good. Like, if you haven't seen it, like, go and watch it. If you've never watched anything by Bo Burnham, like, I highly recommend Bo Burnham. Like, he is, ever since he was a teenager, he's been brilliant. His earliest songs, like, that just were on YouTube and that got him famous were great. His first special, Words, 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 is great. Like, it's just everything he's ever done, like, I've been a fan of. He is one episode of Parks and Recreation is one of my favorite episodes of Parks and Recreation.
Like, you're welcome, America.
Yeah. You just, I don't, like, he's changed too. Like, he's grown. Like, and you can tell, especially in this special, like, he, I don't know. It's just weird. Like, you can actually watch him grow up through his, like, comedy. And, like, he's one of the greatest of all time. Like, easily. He's only 30 years old. And, like, I thought, like, even 10 years ago, he was one of the greatest of all time. He's one of a kind. There's nobody else out there like him. I don't know if there's ever even been a comedian like Bo Burnham. I know there's musical comedians, but, like, no one's ever done it like he can do it. Like, he's definitely my favorite. And I didn't, and the thing is, I didn't even know this was coming out. Like, I was, like, last Tuesday, I was scrolling through my feed on Facebook, and it was actually Orrin Vyht who, like, posted, oh, I guess I'm going to give this a try. And I'm like, what is this, Bo Burnham? Like, what are you talking about? I had no idea. So then I instantly dropped everything and, like, signed into Netflix and just watched it. And I was just like, damn. Like, yeah, I can't stop watching it. Like, there's just, everything's good. What's your favorite song? Is it Welcome to the Internet?
Oh, yeah.
That would be in my top three. It's hard for me to, like, nail down what my favorite one is. But I also really liked Hands Up, Eyes on Me. And That Funny Feeling. That one's not even a funny song. It's just a really good song. You're sitting there playing the guitar and, like, yeah.
It's fucking great. Check it out, folks.
And then, I'm not going to give away the end, but, I mean, I would like to talk about it, but I'm not going to do it. But, like, it's great. And, like, if also watch Happy if you haven't seen Happy. That's a great one as well. Like, he's just so funny. Like, and he knows how to work a crowd, too. So that's the only thing. Like, I don't think that would have made this any better if you did it in front of a crowd. Like, because I think the uniqueness of him being, like, locked in a room is what made this so great. But, like, in his past specials, like, him working the crowd is better than I've seen, like, any wrestler work a crowd or, like, other comedians. Like, and he's so good at those, like, one-liners when, like, because his shows are, like, on a script. So, like, everything is planned out. And when someone, like, breaks his script, his one-liners that he says to people are just, they're hilarious.
Oh, yeah. He does not do deal with hagglers in a nice way at all. But it's absolutely hilarious. And
there's
yeah,
a video little on YouTube about it, like, 9 minutes long of all the time. Like, he just, yeah. Just yells at people.
Oh, rips them apart. And it's so, he's so gosh darn funny. And I was just listening to a bunch of his old stuff. And the fact that he wrote Art is Dead when he was 17. And that song right there, like, still to this day, is one of the most true songs anyone wrote about, like, the music industry as a whole, or basically, you know, the whole Hollywood industry. And he fucking wrote it when he was 17 years old. That's insane. Just fucking nuts.
Yeah. It's just, yeah. If you have never, like, watched anything by Bo Burnham, you should just go and do that right now. I will forgive you if you stop listening to the rest of this podcast and go and watch Bo Burnham, because it will be worth it. And then you can come and thank us later after you finish the podcast, obviously. But, yeah.
I think on that note, though, that's a great place for us to wrap up this wild card, bitches, topic. And I think, you know, it's been a pretty second good week of top rope topics, even with a terrible main topic. So, Diesel, where can they find you on social media if they want to send in a suggestion for a topic?
You can find me at Diesel_VFTR.
You can find me on Twitter at Chad's_mind or at the show's Twitter, which is @viewfromtoprope. And you can always respond to the wonderful poll I put out each and every Monday now for what our main topic will be about. And the Big Bang Theory will not be included in next week's poll. So suck it, Micah. I'm just kidding. We still love you, Micah. But yes, let us hit that sound effect so we can head into our final segment. All right. Well, I mean, that sound effect means it's time for final thoughts. So I think this will go down as one of our shortest episodes of all time.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm not particularly mad about it because that means I get to eat dinner earlier. But
hey, you know, with the new format, every once in a while, why not do a few little shorter episodes? There's nothing wrong with that.
No, I'm not mad about it. But final thoughts?
Oh, yes, Diesel, please, your final thoughts. I forgot to say that. My apologies. Oh,
it's all good. I'm glad that we finally got to discuss Bo Burnham's Inside because I've been holding it inside for like a while. Like the last three times that I've talked to you, twice at bowling and like last week on this podcast, I didn't want to spoil anything for you. Like I just wanted you to go into it like not knowing what the songs were about and stuff like that. So I'm glad that like you enjoyed it as much as I did. And like I hope that everyone can see like how much I really liked it by like little review of it. But final thoughts for this weekend. I'm working a catering shift on Saturday, which pays $20 an hour. And all I have to do is drive back and forth and bring pizza to the place where they're catering at. So, and I get gratuity and maybe do a couple deliveries here and there from the restaurant. So I'll get tips from that as well. So that's going to be a decent day.
Nice.
I feel like there's something else that I'm missing from this weekend. I don't know. I guess maybe there isn't. It's going to be another hot one. I know that. But I guess go Brewers. They're a five-game winning streak right now. 10 of 11 since they traded for Willie Adames. They have been, I think they've gone 13-3. So, yeah, keep it up.
Yeah, hell yeah. The Brewers have been on fuego lately and a lot of fun to watch. But, yeah, any other final thoughts, Diesel?
I'm planning on grilling steak on Saturday night since I'm working that catering shift and I'll be done by 5. So come home and throw some steaks. The only thing is I haven't decided if I want to do ribeye or tenderloin yet. That's what I'm mulling over in my head right now. Wow. Both of them are delicious.
Look at you with real adult problems. What steak am I going to grill this weekend? Love it.
Do you have any suggestions?
I would definitely go with the ribeye. Love me a good ribeye. But yes, for my final thoughts this weekend, I don't think Allison and I really have much going on. We're definitely going to go out and get the boat out this weekend, hopefully, even though in the heat. It's always cooler on the lake anyways, because finally got a hitch installed on my car. So that's awesome. It'll be a lot of fun getting our speedboat back out there. Besides that, I don't know. I thought tonight Allison and I are having a big salad for dinner. To all you Seinfeld fans out there. Because, you know, what's nothing wrong with having a big salad for dinner? They're delicious.
You think of Seinfeld, and I'm going to modify your big salad line, but I think of SNL and Big Papi. I have myself a big lunch.
I have myself a big lunch. Oh, man. Good old Kel. Or Keenan. It's
Keenan.
Yeah, why'd I say Kel?
Keenan and Kel.
I mean, they were always really intrinsically linked in my brain forever and ever because I watched that show a lot growing up. But yeah, for other final thoughts, I don't have a lot. It is the finale of Mice and Murder tonight from Dimension 20, so I will be checking that out. Critical Role just finished up theirs. It's campaign number 2, So there's like hundreds and hundreds of hours of Critical Role.
I just thought of another one.
Yeah.
My final thought. Also tonight, when after we get done recording and have dinner, I'm going to watch the series premiere of Loki because that came out today. Yes, I just remembered right now.
Yeah, Allison and I hopefully will also be watching that later this evening.
I'm excited. Yeah,
I'm very excited. It's apparently very good. And you know, I love me some Marvel TV. So I'm sure at some point Diesel and I will talk about that. And maybe, hey, one of these weeks, TV and movies will win. And maybe Diesel and I will get a week to talk about either WandaVision or, you know, Falcon and Winter Soldier. You know, maybe a vote for the right things, folks, and we get to talk about those things. But yes,
that'd be nice.
Diesel, let's do some social media stuff so we can get on out of here.
You can follow me on Twitter at Diesel_VFTR. You can follow Chad on Twitter at Chad_mind or at View from Top Rope. You can follow us on Facebook or Instagram by searching View from the Top Rope Official. We're on YouTube at View from the Top Rope. You can send us an email at viewfromtoprope@gmail.com. You can follow Visionaries Global Media on Twitter at Viz Global Media. You can send us an email on your podcasts to visionariesglobalmedia@gmail.com, and then we'll review your podcast, add you to the network where you will be heard on Podknife, Podable, Stitcher, SoundCloud, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Play.
And just so many others. As always, we thank you all so much for listening to this wonderful madness we call a podcast. Hopefully you enjoyed a little bit of a shorter episode this week. And I hope you just enjoyed this as a whole. Got you through your workday, your workout, or whatever else you were doing while you're listening to this podcast. As always, I have been Chad. He has been Diesel. Make sure you respond to the poll next week, and maybe we'll get a cooler topic than the Big Bang Theory, because that show still sucks. As always, though, remember, be kind to each other, get your vaccine, and always remember to enjoy the view from the top rope.